I want to draw your attention back to the book of Ruth today after taking a little brief respite from the book. And we're looking at verse 20 of chapter 2. And it says, "And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabite said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good." By the way, in the original language, the "it is" does not appear. It simply says, "Good, my daughter." It's a shout of acclamation here. "Good, my daughter. Thou go out with his maidens, that they may meet thee not in any other field." So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. This is a time of great joy for Naomi. What did she call herself? "No longer call me Naomi, call me Mara," bitter. And now, what is she doing? She's rejoicing. "Good, my daughter." Something's happened, and she recognizes it. God, the Lord, has been good unto the living and to the dead. You know, it's a tremendous reminder as we look back over this past year that God is still in charge. No matter what happens in the world, we've seen a lot of violence. They were talking about in Chicago alone this year, I think they set a new record for murders in the city. Unbelievable. They had a drop in murders this past week only because it's been very, very cold. Nobody's outside. Isn't that sad that the weather has to affect the murder rate in a city? But the violence is there, and we see violence all around the world. Bombings, explosions, death. And yet we know that God, as it says here, shows His kindness to the living and to the dead. But think about Ruth for just a moment. Totally unfamiliar with all the customs. She had been married to her husband for 10 years, but she was living in her homeland. She was teaching them her customs. And now that she's with Naomi in her land, she's learning the customs. She didn't know anything about a kinsman redeemer. She didn't know anything about these things. And the field that she goes to, she's divinely directed to. It's one of her near kinsmen. And the Lord's going to unfold in her life a new husband as a result. Totally and completely something new for her. We need to look to the Lord this coming year. There's going to be a lot of new things that we face. You think about 2017, all the new things that you face, perhaps things you've never faced before. There are a lot of new things that you face, but aren't you thankful for this statement? The Lord hath not left off His kindness to the living and to the dead. Not only to those who live, but also those who have passed, because those that know the Lord are with Him. And so we're thankful today for the possibilities of a new year, but also thankful for the blessings and the kindnesses of the Lord over the past year. And we want to rejoice in His wonderful name today.